Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStars Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner! And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and today we have three wonderful games for you, and we have two contestants from our community and two wonderful co-hosts to join them. First, let's go ahead and start out with Claude9. Say hello, Claude9.
Hello.
Now, I do want to mention most recently, Claude9, you dominated the Summer League. Did you get all 10 badges from our gym leaders?
I did get all 10.
And you did that in a week?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. I have to say that is quite impressive. Last year, I know I was able to get all the badges, but it took me probably about a month or so, so... That's very impressive. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, with the things that you had submitted in the survey before we started Game Corner, you said that you like poison types, which was my gym type this summer.
Yeah, I love poison types.
That's awesome. And it also says you are an actor and that you like math. Now, how are we not better friends? I have a theater degree and I teach high school math. What's up with this?
I did not realize that. I just finished college a little over a year ago, got my bachelor's in math and acting. So,
hey, that is fantastic. So we have very similar degrees. So
yes.
We'll have to talk about that again sometime. That'll be a lot of fun. It's been forever since I've done theater stuff, but awesome. All right.
That's cool.
So thank you for being here, Claude9. His opponent is relatively new to the community, but is definitely involved. Linian, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Now, I'm really glad that we got you on here because, Linian, why don't you start by telling us how you found Puckle in general?
My first episode of Puckle was actually one of the Game Corner episodes. I was looking for something to do. I was doing manufacturing at the time, and a Pokemon trivia challenge sounded great. So I thought I would play along, and, well, here I am.
Yeah, here you are. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic that we pulled you in, Game Corner pulled you into the community, so that's fantastic. Now, you and I would say that we've become fast friends. In fact, I mailed you a Rhydon card, one of the old cards from the Jungle set. Talk to us about why that card is so special to you.
So back when Jungle was starting to be printed, I was a very small child, which should make all of you feel old, and I'm sorry. but I didn't know how to read, but I had a bunch of cards that I had been given as a birthday present, and I would have my mom read them to me all the time. And eventually she was cooking or doing something. She just couldn't help me. So she said, just figure it out yourself. So in spite, I brute forced the English language, and I started with that Rhydon card.
That
I have a vivid memory of this.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I have to say that I have had parenting moments like that myself, but you know, sometimes the kids turn out for the better for it. So that's awesome. All right. So again, welcome. I'm really glad to have you on the show today. Joining these gentlemen, we have. Two of our regular co-hosts, both I'd call them masters in the TCG. let's start out with the person who will be joining up with Claude9, Sublai Manic.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sublai?
How are you today? I'm doing fabulous, as always. I did not die from a hurricane, so everything's great.
Fantastic. I was going to check out on that. Is that basically, has that, pardon the pun, well, don't pardon the pun because I enjoy the puns, but has that more or less blown over?
Where I'm at, yes.
Okay. All right, well, glad to hear that you made it through a Hurricane Harvey all right. And joining up with Linian, we have the host of the TCG cast, Lord Jushiro.
Some say that he enjoys long walks in the park. That is, he is the theme, challenge, champion, and his mic doesn't work most of the time.
How you doing this morning, Jushiro?
I'm doing well, considering it's 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday.
I feel no sympathy because you volunteered to do this, so. All right, well, anyways, welcome all of you. I'm glad to have all of you on the show. And let's get right into the first game.
Are you a boy or a girl?
All right, Puckalonians, we are ready to start our first game. We are playing Are You a Boy or a Girl? As a reminder, here are the rules. Our contestants will ask yes or no questions until they have determined who the NPC is, with, of course, the first honorary question of Are You a Boy or a Girl? You must ask the NPC's name as one of your questions to solidify your answer. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly outside of just losing the question. Each NPC is worth a total of 2,000 points, but each question you ask reduces this point total by 100 points. If you have narrowed down who the character is but cannot recall the character's name, you will take a 300-point penalty. Are we all good on the rules?
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yep. So let's go ahead and start with our team names before we get into the game. Turns out that Claude9 and Sublime actually live in the exact same city, and I'd actually already paired them up as teammates, so it's kind of a happenstance that worked out. So would one of you like to say what your team name is?
We are Team San Antonio.
And now everyone can stalk both Sublime and Claude9.
You're welcome to. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, sure. Good luck.
All right, and so that means Linian and Jushiro, go ahead and say what your team name is and give us a little bit of history on that.
Linian, let's start with you.
Yeah, so we are Team San Juan, because for a while I was actually living there. I was doing a kind of service thing, doing a study abroad.
Yeah, I just was born there.
That's all. No biggie.
No biggie. So what's it like coming to a new country, quotes?
Quotes indeed. Hey, we have our own soccer team, however bad it is. It feels pretty much the same, except colder and everyone talks English.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that you really picked like the most northern place to go, Jushiro.
I really didn't pick this place, but that's a story for another day.
Fair enough. All right. Okay, so let's go ahead and start out. So let's go with Team San Antonio, and we have your first character. Claude9, go ahead and ask the first honorary question.
Are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a boy, as is this character.
Okay.
It is not a lady. All right. Are you a gym leader?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Are you a gym leader in generations 1 through 4?
No.
Oh.
All right, so that leaves only 5 and 6.
Yep. Are you a gym leader in the Unova region?
Yes.
All right.
Oh no. Okay.
I love how one person's like, "All right." The other one's like, "Oh no."
All right,
All right, so you have the water-type gym leader, the ground-type gym leader, Sharon. You have, the triplets that everyone hates. You have Drayden. You have Bryson. You have Berg, the bug type gym leader as well.
Okay.
Water. Ground. I think that's all of them.
All right. Then I'm just gonna split it in half. Is the gym leader's primary typing water, ground, or normal?
Yes.
Okay. At that point, you have a 1 in 3 shot, so maybe we should just start guessing.
Go for it.
Are you Sharon?
Yes.
Yay!
Woo!
Okay.
Nicely done, gentlemen. So it took you 6 questions, earning you 1,500 points. Way to go. Very, very nicely done. Very succinctly completed.
Now we're going to show you how it's not done.
Yeah, prepare for the bad examples.
I have full confidence in you guys, but I will say this next one is a little bit of a doozy, but you guys will be able to get it, I'm sure.
Hitchhiker Craig.
Oh, dear.
Linian, go ahead and start off and ask the honorary first question for this one.
Are you a boy or a girl?
She's a lady.
She's a lady. Okay, so... is she a champion?
No.
Okay, that rules out 2 characters.
That was a bad question, sorry. I was going to say gym leader, but I'm like, I'm not going to mimic them.
Do you battle this character?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh.
That's concerning.
That's interesting. Do you... Professor Juniper, do you fight her at some point in the game?
Oh, Gen 5 is the one that killed my interest for a while. I don't think so, though.
Okay.
I want to say no.
No. So, he's going to say yes, so it's not a gym leader, and it can't be an Elite Four, because that's the main purpose of those characters. He would have said straight out yes. So it has to be a secondary character that is supportive. Oh, so it must be a rival.
Those are pretty straightforward.
Not necessarily. What was
Bianca?
Bianca. That's an example of one that you do fight her, but not all that much.
I think twice.
Yeah, only twice. Okay, is this character what's considered a rival or a partner?
Yes.
Okay, so that leaves us with Bianca. Who else is female?
Shauna. You fight Shauna once.
Ooh, Shauna's a good one.
Yeah,
it's your question.
You only fight her that one time on the bridge. But I think those are the only 2 female characters that you battle that are rivals.
Just guess.
Is it Shauna?
No.
Is it Bianca?
No.
What?
Okay, who am I forgetting?
Oh, wait, what's the other one? The other girl, when you pick a boy in Unova. I'm sorry, in Gen 6.
In Gen 6?
Yeah.
Serena, but I don't know if those characters count because they don't show up in every playthrough.
Ooh. Well, we know it's a rival, and that's the only one that I can remember.
Well,
Are we missing one?
Well, Gen 7 didn't have any female rivals. It was just how, I guess, kind of Plumeria.
Lily.
The main female... Well, you don't fight her, though.
You don't fight Lily, yeah.
I guess if Snag was really being mean, you fight Nebby, but that's beside the point. Do you want to ask a generations question? Because I think that might...
Yeah.
Is this character in Generations 4 or earlier?
No.
Okay, so we were thinking on the right lines.
Is this character Serena?
Yes.
Here we go.
That's why with your third question where you said, do you battle this character? I said, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, because you do. Sometimes. You fight her, but...
When you're not fighting her, you are her. So.
Her.
Yeah.
But hey, in all sincerity, like I said, that one was a little bit tricky. You guys got that one in 8 questions, so you earned 1,300 points. You're only 200 points behind at this moment.
Not bad.
Okay, not bad at all.
That is very reasonable, and the way you thought through that was perfect. So, All right. Going back to Team San Antonio. Go ahead. Sublime, you get to start this next one.
All right. Are you a boy or a girl?
And again, say this one for you specifically, Sublime. She's a lady.
Yay.
Are you from generations 1 through 4?
No.
Hmm. Are you a trial captain?
No.
Are you an Elite Four member?
No.
Are you a gym leader?
No.
Oh dear, this is not going well.
Do you battle this character?
No.
Huh. Are you a professor?
Yes.
Okay, that's only the one.
Are you Professor Juniper?
Yes. There we go. Nicely done. Again, nice and succinct when doing this. That took you 8 questions. That also earns you 1,300 points. Nicely done, gentlemen.
I knew you didn't battle Juniper.
All right, going back to... I should double check and make sure. I don't think you do.
You don't.
You don't.
Okay, just checking to make sure I didn't want to have given you a wrong question, but you guys sorted it out the right way anyway, so. All right, going back to Team San Juan with Jushiro and Linian. Jushiro, it is your turn to start.
¿Eres mujer o hombre?
Es hombre.
And just to double check your Spanish, that means it's a guy, right, Snag?
Está bien, sí.
I think the battle question is helpful, yeah. But do you battle this character?
Yes.
Is it a gym leader?
Okay. No.
All right, do I want to ask?
It's Trainer Joey. I'm kidding, that was not a question. Don't call him that.
Top percentage of all answers. I'm going to say, is this character an Elite Four member or champion?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one?
Well, at least we don't have to worry about trial captains or evil teams. Or.
Is this an Elite Four?
Yes.
Now, is Generations, this, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Is this character in Generations 1 through 4?
No.
Okay, 5, 6, and 7. So, in Generation 5, the male members were Marshall and Grimsley. In Generation 6, we had Siebold and Wickstrom. In Generation 7, we had Hala, just Hala. So...
All right, it was all female Elite Four, almost all, in Gen 7. To replay that game. I want to nail down the generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. I was going to say, whatever we do, don't ask 7, because odds are bad on that.
Is this Gen 6?
Yes.
Okay, we got a 50-50 on Siebold or Wickstrom.
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
Is it Siebold?
Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
Nice job, gentlemen. Very well done. Looks like 8 seems to be a pretty common number to hit so far because you did it in 8 questions, earning you another 1,300 points. Very closely contested. You guys are doing great. We're going so fast at this. We're going to do one more round of this
nice.
For each team.
Ooh. Sweet.
So... going back to, so the scores right now, Team San Antonio has 2,800 or 2,800, whichever you prefer, and Team San Juan is at 2,600, so only that 200 point difference here. With that being said, Claude9, go ahead and start the next round for us.
Are you a boy or a girl?
You are a girl.
All right, are you someone the character battles?
Yes.
Are you from Gens 1 through 4?
Yes.
All right. Are you a gym leader?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Are you from generations one or two?
No.
So three or four. All yep. right. Are you familiar with the physical special splitting?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm as well.
With this. Okay. How great! I'm so glad for you.
Good for you, Snag.
All right. Is this character prior to the generation for a physical special split specializing in a type that would be considered physical?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So we have there's Roxanne.
That's Gen 3 and 4. So you got Roxanne. Winona.
Winona. And I believe that is it for Gen 3.
Yeah, because Flannery was special.
Yep. And then Liza and Tate were special.
Yes. So then Gen 4, you have the grass type, which is... Fantina. Ghost was physical, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yes. So you have Fantina.
Whatever the fighting gym leader... I don't remember her name off the top of my head. Like, maybe
okay.
or something... There was a fighting.
Yes, there was. She got that Lucario.
Yep.
And is that it? There's four female gym leaders in that generation. Okay, so you've got Fantina, you've got the grass, you've got the fighting. What's the last type? What are there four? Oh, let's go. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who was Ice in that game?
That was Candace. Ice is special, though, so you don't have to worry about it. So it was Candace. Ice is special.
It's. I thought it was physical.
I assure you, it is special because all of the evolutions were based off types that were special.
Oh, okay. I learned something new.
That's an easy way to narrow it down very quickly.
Okay. Then, all right. Is this person either Roxanne or Winona?
No.
All right. Cut out two.
Okay, So then it's the Gen 4 characters. Is this, are you Fantina?
No.
Okay, I don't remember this person's name.
She's pretty forgettable. I hate Gen 4.
Gosh, I can picture the gym with all the bags you have to move across.
So give you guys a moment to maybe try to brainstorm and come up with the name. I will say that you have narrowed it down appropriately.
Yes. We know who this is.
I want to say it's like Maribel or something, but it doesn't sound right at all.
I think it's with an M.
Oh, gosh, this is killing me.
I'm going to need a guess from you guys.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine, I think.
All right.
I mean, whoever wants to answer is fine, but yeah. we need a guess at this point.
Do you want to just do the narrow down?
Yeah, we might as well. We know who it is. I don't know her name.
No.
Okay. Out of curiosity, Jushiro or Linian, do you guys know who this character is?
It's Maylene.
It is indeed Maylene. Yes.
Yay, Linian.
All right. I am good with characters.
So you guys asked 8 questions up until the point where you said you didn't know. So that means you go to 1,000 points.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, we knew who it was, but like, I don't care about her.
All right.
Okay, I don't care about Maylene.
I probably have to agree that she's probably the more forgettable ones. Although whenever someone's like, hey, this gym leader is so forgettable. I'm like, well, I always get it, but I also remember that, you know, I host a trivia game show, so. All right.
Hey, at least it's not Ramos. Ooh, is it Ramos for us?
Who's Ramos? Who is this Ramos?
All right, so let's go ahead and do the last character here. Linian, go ahead and start us off.
Are you a boy or a girl?
This is a girl.
Do you fight this character?
Yes.
Is this character from generations 1 through 4?
No.
Okay. We which means we have trial captains to worry about. Fun.
Is it a gym leader?
No.
Okay, so we're looking evil teams, elite four, rivals, champions, and...
Captains.
Captains and kahunas. But I think, yeah, the only female... Oh, no, because Hapu is there too. Great. Do we want to ask if it's a type specialist? Because that would give us kahuna or gym leader and would narrow out all of, like, the lusamines and the... Well, I guess no, because Plumeria is poison, so...
Yeah.
Whose question is it, by the way?
This will be question five, so it's yours, Linian.
Oh, okay.
You want to ask if it's a Lola that will knock out kahunas and trial captains?
Yeah. Does this character debut in Generation 7?
Yes.
There we go. Okay, so we are talking about Captain or Kahuna.
Captain or Kahuna.
So, how many Kahunas are? It's only one, right?
Huh?
It's only
Olivia. There's only Olivia.
Then let me just start with that. Let me eliminate that. Is it Olivia?
No.
Damn it. Okay, so it's not a Kahuna.
Hapu. That was the... I thought you were saying Elite Four. So Hapu is also an option.
Forgot about
is it a trial captain?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at Mallow, Lana, or I guess Mina, or Acerola.
How do we narrow this down?
So, water is a special type. Grass is a special type. Ghost is a physical type. And, Mina. Oh, that's... Fairy is an untyped type. It didn't have a physical or special thing, because it existed before that?
Yeah, after that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say. I have words.
Hey, you're rolling on. Go ahead. It's my question, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We could ask Island.
Ooh, so is this character part of the students that Ash goes to school with?
Good question. To my knowledge, I believe the answer this is no. No.
Though yeah, it's not Lana, it's not Mallow.
Because Acerola hasn't shown up yet and Mina hasn't either.
That's a great question.
No problem.
Thank you. So it's a 50-50 shot between Acerola and Mina.
And I will tell you guys, if you get it now, we leave this round tied.
Okay.
Well, let's try to get it now. Let's do a 50-50 shot. So is this character...
No, I said do it.
Yeah, go for it, Linian.
Is this character Mina?
No.
Is it Acerola?
Yes.
Dang.
Woo. Nicely done, nevertheless. Again, Jashiro, that was a fantastic question. I really like the way you phrased that. Great first round of this game, folks. Let me get the totals here really quickly. And you're leaving this nearly tied. Team San Antonio, you have 3,800 points leaving this round. And Team San Juan, you have 3,700 points leaving this round.
Oh, almost. Didn't we get something for guessing Maylin?
You get a nice pat on the back.
Aww.
All right, so congratulations, both teams. That was a very good round. And we will and for winning this, you guys get we'll make it a 6-month supply of Course La Cola. It won't make your gums bleed.
All right.
All right, fantastic.
I'll drink it wearing my Course La Cola t-shirt.
I'm wearing mine right now, actually. All right, anyways, so Puckalonians, we will come back and we'll see you after the break.
Hey, are you looking to get the most out of your energy drinks? Well, then you should drink Green Tauros. It's the only energy drink, and it's the proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast. Green Tauros contains such ingredients as caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, sucrose and glucose, and Mount Coronet spring water. But don't take my word about how delicious it is. Listen to what Lieutenant Surge has to say.
It's delicious!
That's right, everybody. Lieutenant Surge gets charged up on Green Tauros before every battle. Green Toros. It's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Ah, my hands are hooves!
Proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast.
Fuchsia City Feud!
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. We are ready to play our next game, Fuchsia City Feud, and here's a reminder of how this game works. Each team will be given a type of Pokemon and a particular base stat. The top five Pokemon of that type and category are ranked on the board. The top answer is worth 500 points, and the lowest answer is worth 100 points. Any Pokemon that are tied in that stat share the same amount of points. On each team's turn, the teammates will alternate responses until they have named the top five Pokemon or received three strikes. After three strikes, the opposing team will have one strike to claim any unscored points. And we are going to try to do this in three rounds. Gentlemen, do we have any questions? Are there any clarifications we need to try to hit up here?
All good.
Bring it.
Let's go.
All right, fantastic. And because Yushiro is a little bit unfamiliar with this game, we're actually going to start with Team San Antonio. So, gentlemen, and we'll start out with, again, our guest, Claude9.
Okay.
The type is poison. So this is very suited for you. And the question and the category is HP. So we need the top five Pokemon who have poison Pokemon in HP.
Okay, I'm going to start with the Amoongus.
Hitting number one, yes, you've earned your team 500 points. Sublime?
Muk.
Muk comes in tied at number three. Nicely done. That got you 250 points.
I'm going to say, does Alolan Muk count as well? That's a different Pokemon?
Alolan Muk is a different Pokemon. You are correct. So that earns you another 250 points, making your total at the moment 1,000. The number two and number five are still on the board. Sublime?
I believe it is, or it should be there, Nihiligo.
Nihiligo is number two, earning you another 400. And Claude9, can you take number five?
Let me think. Is it Venusaur?
That is incorrect, earning you your first strike. Sublime.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm not sure.
Yeah, the first four are so easy.
I mean, like, you're right. Like, it's high, right? And then it's, like, not as high. So I'm like, And poison's, like, not something you think about for HP. Is it Drapion?
No. Claude9, this is your last chance. You either get it here or it goes to the other team to try and scoop up those points.
Okay. Let's see. Is it Skunk Tank?
It is. Nice job.
Yay! Woo!
You have earned all...
That was, I guess.
Once you said Drapion, I'm like, oh, that leaves Gen 4.
Linian was going to be right there to scoop up those points, but nicely done. You pulled that off, earning the full 1,500 points for the round. That's really good. All right, so going over to Team San Juan, your category is Bug, and we're looking for the best Bug attackers. Linian,
well, that's
would you
an
like
easy
to,
one.
Would you like to start?
Yep, number one would be Mega Heracross.
Number one is Mega Heracross, yes. Jushiro, what do you got?
Mega Pinsir?
Is number two. Nicely done, Jushiro. Linian, back to you.
Faramosa.
Is not on the top five. That's your first
really?
Strike.
Wow. Wow, 137, and it's not in the top five.
Huh. Jushiro, back to you, buddy.
What's the name of the bug-looking one? The strong man. The opposite of Faramosa.
He's oh, JoJo's Bugzar Adventure. Yeah, that's
what?
Buzzwole.
Buzzwole.
Is that your guess, Jushiro?
Yeah.
Buzzwole is number five, earning you 100 points.
Jeez,
so
okay.
Number
so
three
high...
and number four are still on the board.
Okay. Galissapod's 120, so that's below Faramosa even, so that's not on the list. Wow, I am blanking. Genesect, maybe? Yeah, Genesect.
Genesect is not on the board, giving you your second strike. Great.
Fun. Okay.
Megabeedrill?
Megabeedrill is number 4. There you go. Jushu, you're pulling your weight here.
Yeah.
All right, Linnean, it's on you. The number 3 slot is the last one that we need to have filled.
Yeah, and one strike, too. Let's think this through. So we've cleared the Megas. There aren't any other bug legendaries that I can think of. Jeez, what just has an absurd attacking stat? Is it just like... Normal Heracross isn't that high, I don't think.
Oh, I can't help you, right?
You can't, but...
since it's last strike, guys, I'll let you work together.
There's okay. One more Mega we haven't talked about.
Okay, I'm blinking on it. Oh, yeah, that would be it, wouldn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Mega Caesar.
There it is, nicely done.
Yes!
There we go.
The full 1,500 points. I think that is a good rule. If you're down to your last strike, you guys can work together. All right, nicely okay. done. Jushiro, dude, you undersell yourself on this, man.
Well, this is a fun game. I actually never... I'm good at stats. It's right. Everything else that I'm bad at.
Well, switching back over to Team San Antonio, Sublime, why don't you go and start with this next one. The type you have is Dragon, and the stat is Defense.
Oh.
Oh, indeed.
Not what I was... Oh, I know what first place should be. That would be Turtonator has to be on there.
You're correct. That is number 1, yes. Cloud9?
Okay. Is Salamence up there?
Salamence? No. First strike.
How about Zygarde?
I need more details on that.
Well, that's interesting because Zygarde's stat changes are like mostly in HP. So now I think that it might be on there twice. Thank you for that. Let's say Zygarde 50%.
Coming in tied at number 4, earning you 150 points, is yes, Zygarde 50%. Cloud9, back to you.
Zygarde 100%?
Is the other tied spot at number 4, yes, sir. Earning you another 150 points. Slots 2 and 3 are still available.
I know you said Salamence, but I think it's Mega Salamence.
Comes in at number 2, yes, earning you 400 points. One spot left, Cloud9. What can you do for us?
I'm trying to think of all the bulky dragon types.
Well, Dragon has a lot of the pseudo-legendaries.
Yeah. Oh, is it Komo-O?
And there it is, earning you the full 1,500 points for the round. It is indeed Komo-O. Nicely done, guys. Good work.
Woo.
All right.
We've just been going full point for full point, man.
Yeah. To full throttle.
So far, we are. This is one of the best rounds of this game we have had, so kudos to everyone involved here.
Yay.
All right, next one we're going to do is we're going to do Electric as the type, and it just happened to be that this one was very fitting. Electric, we're going with Speed.
Are you kidding? Y'all get all the easy ones.
Who starts? Well, I mean, you saw how well we did with our easy ones last time. So
I was gonna say, says still the team it. That has earned all the points so far for the round. All right, Jushiro, go ahead and start us out with Speedy Electric types.
Well, number 1 is Mega Manectric.
Number 2, but yeah, we'll take it.
Oh.
That would be because number 1 is Electrode.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I did not remember that. Oh, anyway, my favorite, my boy, Jolteon.
Is number 4, yes, sir.
And coming in above it would be Tapu Koko.
Yes, there we go, number 3. So there's only the last one left, number 5. Jushiro, do you have it?
Give me a second while I search my mind mansion. My mind palace here. Is there another mega that we're missing?
I don't think so.
Ampharos is a mega.
No. You cannot be that fluffy and yet be fast. It's just not possible.
Say that's
yeah,
whimsy.
Have you seen Whimsicott? <around Jesus.
laughs> Wow. Okay. So I'm gonna say, man, speed, electric.
It's okay, Jashiro. I'm 90% sure I got this because I was researching something for Pokemon Tabletop.
Okay, so I'm going to say just Raikou.
That's a really good guess, but that is not correct. Linnean, can you bail him out?
I'm 90% sure that this is Zebstrika.
It is Zebstrika.
Guessed that one.
I really wanted Jashiro to say it, though. All right, nicely done. Again, earning the full 1,500 points. Awesome job. We're rolling pretty good. I like the energy we got going here. Let's go back to team... the score is tied at 3,000 apiece because everyone's gotten all the points. So let's go back to Team San Antonio. Sublime, this one might be a little bit more up your alley, but we'll start this one with Claude 9. The type is Dark, and we're looking at Special Attack.
Special Attack, Dark. Hoopa Unbound?
Is number one.
Yay. Mega Houndoom.
Is number three, yes.
I believe Greninja should be up there.
I'm going to have to go with a no on that one. That is incorrect.
I'm silly.
Ash Greninja.
Is number two, yes.
Okay. Dark types.
Number four and number five are left on the board.
Four and five. Gosh. Why can't I think? Oh, is a Hydreigon?
That is incorrect. So that's two strikes. So it is Sublime's answer, but I will let you guys conference on this one if you would like to.
No, I think I know what they both are. Okay. They're legendaries. Darkrai
is number four. And then this one technically goes back to Cloud 9, but you're allowed to conference.
It's the legendary dark type.
Is it Yveltal? Yveltal?
Yes, it is. There you go.
Mm-hmm. My boy Veltal.
Love.
So Team San Antonio, Cloud 9, and Sublime, congratulations. I think you guys just had the first, I wouldn't necessarily call it perfect game, but you've scored all the points. So nicely done. Let's see if Team San Juan
Dark
can.
Tie.
Let's see if Team San Juan can counter. All right, so the last one here. The type is Psychic. And the stat is the only one left, Special Defense.
So who's going first?
This is on Linnean.
All right, Deoxys Defense Form.
Is number one. Nicely done.
Jashiro? It's Attack, right?
Special Defense.
Special Defense. Wow, I heard Attack there. Okay.
That would have been bad.
That would have been bad. Ooh, what's the Final Evolution of Duism, the Cell Form one?
Can I tell him that?
Sure, I'll let you do that.
It's round
that
two.
That is Reuniclus. No, not what it.
Not what it is. The name of the Pokemon that I'm.
Yeah, just the name. But that's a strike anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Lugia
is number two.
Okay, bulky boy.
I think
legendaries and megas first. We got to clear these top spots.
Special Defense. So, okay. So, let me... Megas, we have Mega... None of the Mewtwo's. No, obviously, not like a Sam. Not for Special Defense, at least, I think.
I know two of them that are on there, and I'm sorry.
Oh, God. What other legendary are? I ain't even blacking out on the legendaries. I'm going to go with Mega Mewtwo Fighting. The Fighting one.
That is incorrect, earning your second strike.
I'm sorry.
Leaving you with one strike left, so again, you're allowed to conference on these next ones. But, Linnean, you seem to have an idea of what these might be.
I know one is Mega Latias.
That's number three.
And up there as well, Jashiro, come on, let's think Megas, ones available in X and Y, ones you had to fight.
What?
You had, this was a required encounter in Gen 6. It was kind arguably the last boss of story mode.
Oh my god, I'm blanking here.
It's a fairy type in the TCG, and you guys were really hyping it on your Burning Shadow set review.
That helps!
it's the last strike, they can conference.
It's the last strike, Snag told us.
It's a fairy type, Gardevoir. Mega Gardevoir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, last spot, folks. Again, the type is psychic. The stat is special defense. Converse. Let's see what you got.
I want to say Uxie, because that's the defensive. That's the defensive lake trio.
But I could be wrong.
I'm gonna leave this to you, man. I'm drawing a blank. What other psychic legendaries are there?
Well, the problem is a lot of psychic legendaries are special attackers that kind of flaw out their defense.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, because I know Uxie is 120. I'm just trying to think if I can remember anything north of that. I'm going to go with Uxie, though. I genuinely don't remember it.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Oh. In your third strike.
The last one.
Team San Antonio, what do you guys have for a response to this?
I think I have an idea.
Then go for it.
Is it like, is it Cosmoem, the one in between the Solgaleo and the Nebby? I don't remember, because I remember that one being stupidly bulky, and then it transferring to other stats otherwhere, but I could be.
He's not. I just remembered that stupid thing. Yeah,
is that
what
you
right.
want to go with, Sublime? I assume you do.
Yeah, it sounds like that is it, based on people's responses.
That is it indeed, so the points are stolen. That's a big one, folks.
Oh, no.
I was going to guess Cresselia, so I'm glad I didn't.
The answer is Cosmoem, yes. Cosmoem, as far as like psychic types go, falls in the like top five for both defense and special defense.
With matching 131s.
Yeah, because Cresselia is 130, so that just missed it.
Oh, man. So that one hurts. I might have to review the rules of this, because that is the problem with this game, is that is a big swing. So you guys have earned, as a total, 6,000 points for this round. Congratulations, Team San Antonio. And Team San Juan, you guys have earned 3,000 points for this round. So
thank you, Uber Stahl.
So for winning this round, you gentlemen earn a year supply. You already have some soda. You're going to get some more energy drink type stuff. You get a year supply of Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves! Oh, did I do that right?
Great job.
I always miss it on the main show, so it's like, oh, it's coming.
Fantastic. So with that, folks, we will come back to our last game after this commercial message. We'll see if Team San Juan can pull a comeback. They will have the opportunity. We'll catch you.
Spoilers, we won't.
We'll catch you on the flip-flop. Explore the region of Ore.
Or anywhere else.
Visit the diverse landscape.
Guys, it's literally just a desert.
Find a variety of wild Pokemon.
Oh, I think there is one! No, it's just sand.
Really, that's about it.
Really? I had like three more quips ready to fire.
No, it's just sand and no Pokemon.
Please don't go here.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Audino. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
Hey,
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Welcome back, Puckalonians, from the break. We're ready for our last round. Now, I do need to talk about something here. Me and the contestants were discussing how that last round shook out, and we decided that it was really unfair for the team that makes the steal in Fuchsia City Feud to steal all the points. It's really, really swingy and makes it basically not fun radio for you folks. So we decided that when a steal happens, they only steal the points for the Pokemon that they get. So, in that case, when Team San Antonio stole Cosmoem, they only stole 100 points for that. So, did not change the end result. Team San Antonio still won. But instead of having 6,000 points, they have 4,600 from that round, and Team San Juan has 3,000 points. Meaning the totals going to the last round is 8,400. For Team San Antonio, and 6,700 for Team San Juan. But with, as you heard, if we're playing Pokemon Password, that can swing in just a matter of one question. Here are the rules. There is a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint to their partner to try to guess. If the player is unsuccessful in the guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue to try to guess it. This continues until the password is given. When you're giving clues, remember, gentlemen, you cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word. The sooner the password is given, the more points that can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. Gentlemen, do we need any clarification on any of those rules?
Should be good.
Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. So let's go ahead and start out with... So we're going to start with our host giving the clue, and the first player to give the clue to his teammate will be Sublime to Claude 9. So go ahead and start.
Kyurem. Or Kyurem. Depending on your...
The DNA splicers?
There it is. Hitting Woo! It in one. 1,500 points.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good infra.
All right. Wow. Very, very nice. Let's go right on to the next one. Linian, you have clue number two, and you're going to give this to Jushiro. Go ahead and give your first hint.
Dowsing.
I'm going to say... What's the name of the Pokégear?
No. Going to Claude 9. Go ahead and give the hint.
Key.
Huh. Okay, so Dowsing and Key. I do not know. Sinnoh.
No. Going back to Linian.
Sapphire.
Okay, what you used to search for the Pokemon. What's the name? It's a feature. Poke Radar?
No. Back to Claude 9.
Ekrutik.
Item Finder?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Nice job. Man, that was a tough one. But yeah, nicely done. Yeah, so you got that in four hints back and forth, so the total on that is 1,200. All right. Let's keep the ball rolling here, and let's see how this is all going to shake out. Jushiro, you get to give the first hint for number three.
Okay. Competition.
Pokemon Contest.
No. Sublime?
Johto.
So it is.
Battle Tower?
No. Back to Jushiro.
Park.
Is it... Oh, Park threw me. Because my original thought was, it has to be Pokéathlon, but now... I'm going to say Bug Catching Contest.
There it is.
Ah, that's it.
Yep.
All right. So for 1,300 points, nicely done. Yes, you did get bug catching contest. Very good. All right. Fantastic. Let's go. Let's keep the ball rolling here. Let's go on to the next one. Claude 9, you get to give the first clue for round number 4.
Contest.
We just had a contest. Pokeathlon.
No. Linnean.
Darn it.
Effort.
What's the one? Oh, the fashion one. Was it? No, the theater one. I'm going to say puffins.
No. Back to Claude 9.
Prize.
Ribbon.
There it is.
Sorry. Yeah, I was trying to go for the effort ribbon. See if that
Hey, that's what helped me. Thank you so much.
Ah, dang it.
Thus comes into the meta strategy of this game. How good of a clue do you give your partner to hopefully not tip off the other team?
Just yeah. Don't give good clues.
I thought it was obscure enough. I must have lovely.
All right, nicely done. Nicely done. Let's keep the ball rolling here. So so far this round, I'll total up the points later, but out of the 4 so far, Team San Antonio's gotten 3 of them. Team San Juan only has 1, but there is definitely opportunity to come back. So let's go ahead and Sublime, you get this next one.
All right. Yellow.
Pikachu?
No, Jushiro.
Island.
Oh, Melly Melly. Melly Melly Island.
No. Sublime?
Buzzwole.
Is it Oricorio?
No.
Pom Pom?
Jushiro.
Place.
Melly Melly Island Meadow.
I will accept that, yes.
Ah, good.
All right, nicely done, earning you 1,100 points for that one.
Oh, revenge of the clues.
All right, nicely done. I'm glad you guys got that. That was a really fun one. All right, now let's... So this one goes back to Linnean. Linnean, you get the first hint for round 6.
Removal.
Did you hear that, Jushiro?
Did you hear that?
Move the leader?
Nope.
No. Claude 9.
TCG.
Huh. Oh. Plumeria.
No. Linnean.
Stadium.
Field blower?
Yeah!
Yes!
All right, nicely done. It was indeed the field blower, earning you 1,300 points. Like I said, I'll total up the points later. Technically, Team San Juan is behind in this round, but each team has gotten 3 of them. And it's really going to come... I think this whole game is going to come down to these last 2.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
So much pressure.
Gosh.
So, everybody, good luck on these last 2. So, Jushiro, you get to give the hint for round 7.
Okay. Pastoria.
Pastoria. The Great Marsh.
That's it!
Are you kidding?
Yes! It was either the Great Marsh or Crash or Wake. I was about 50-50 on that.
Oh, that is fantastic. Way to go, guys. I wasn't sure how well that was going to go on that one. That was awesome.
All right, Sublime, it's up to you.
Unlike Sublime, some people like Gen 4.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
All right. So I'm going to have to total up the points here, but in fact, I'm going to... we're going to take a short break just so I can see the points so we can know what is exactly on the line here. So, After that brief break, folks, it was no time at all for you, but I've totaled up the points, so I want to know what is exactly on the line here. So, up to this point, Team San Juan has earned 5,200 points in this round. Team San Antonio has earned 4,000 points in this round. So right now, the scores are at 12,400 for Team San Antonio, and Team San Juan has 11,900. That is only a difference of 500 points. Unless this gets way, 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 way down there, the team who gets this one will win the game.
Maybe that should be our strategy, is just to throw it.
Cucumber.
Misleading clues, yeah.
Jushiro, drown them out. Focus on my voice.
That being said, we have our guests giving the hints. Claude 9, go ahead and start.
Footwear.
Running shoes.
No. Linian.
Wheels.
Roller skates. Rollerblades.
Yes! Yes, that's it! Oh, man. This was a
fine! I'm dabbing! I'm dabbing!
You know what? It's all good. Can I get off Snack, the I feel like dabbing. We should have gotten all the points.
Oh, man.
I was going to say diagonal because they gave diagonal movement, but he opened right up with rollerblades. I mean, with a footwear there.
All right, guys, fantastic. This was
I probably should have gone for rail because you have the rails in X and Y that you can skate on. Mm-hmm.
I probably would have gone, I don't even know. Jeez.
Would I have been allowed to say skates because it's not part of the word?
Yeah, skates would have been okay. Yeah. So, hey guys, this was a fantastic, fantastic game. It was wonderfully done. Kudos to everyone involved. So, Team San Juan, you did win, and as your prize, what you have...
Who's the best sands, huh?
I hope you get sent to Sinnoh.
It's okay. We'll like it there. Back in Gen 4.
With that, folks, Team San Juan, for winning Game Corner, you guys have won a trip to the Ore region. out of curiosity, who's all familiar with the Ore region?
Oh, that's a good punishment, too. No.
You're referring to, like, X and Y? I'm sorry, X to Gill of Darkness in Colosseum?
Yes.
This is the real-world equivalent of saying, you win a trip to Maine.
I mean, there's, like, an oasis there, and there are towns.
Look, I'm from Utah. I'm used to sand and desert and finding my own fun. I'll have a blast.
All right.
You gotta grab one of those scooters, though.
Exactly, yes. Those scooters actually look really fun.
Yeah, they're almost as fast as rollerblades.
All right, with that, folks, thank you all for joining us for another fantastic round of Game Corner. This was very enjoyable. I love it when it comes down to the very last one, and you guys did not fail to deliver. So with that, we'll start with Claude9. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Glad to have it. And Linian, congratulations on your win. Way to go.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, very glad to have you, and I think it's very fitting that you were able to come in, play, and win, considering that this is how you found the Puckle community. So,
and I am so glad to be here. Yes, we're mistaken, Jushiro.
Sublime, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you back on Game Corner another time, because you live for the trivia.
I do. It was a pleasure. I was glad to be on.
All right, thank you again. Glad to have you. And Jushiro.
Thank you for having me, and don't miss out. Oh, I'm going to just shamelessly plug myself here. The PuckleCast TCG.
Yes, in fact, when you're hearing this, you will have you should have heard Jushiro last week, and you'll probably hear him again next week. So come back last Thursday and next Thursday to hear more of Jushiro. So
I won't spoil this on the next show, but I will brag to no end, because I'm going to have Sublime on that episode where I'm going to brag.
I'll just bring up Primarina. It's fine. Or Tyranitar.
And folks, with that, I'm sure I put a plug in for this already, but make sure that you follow us wherever you can. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. And also make sure you come see us on Twitch. With Twitch, we have Jushiro streaming two-ish times a week, and Thatch is on there usually on Tuesdays, and that the schedule's going to change a little bit, but come see us on the Twitch. Come visit us on the Discord. I've left a link in the description for you to come join us. We love having everyone as part of the community. I mean, that's how Linian found us and was able to say, hey, I listen to you guys, and check us out on all the socials. Like I said, I put a plug in this already, but with that, I'm Professor Snag. Thank you for joining us live from Verbank City. And with that, folks, don't forget to have your dittos spayed and neutered. Goodbye. And joining up with Linian, we have the host of the TCG cast, Lord Jushiro. And we can't hear
Jushiro's
Lord Jushiro.
Muted. Jushiro's muted.
So I guess you could say with the San Antonio and San Juan, you might say, it's on.
Antonio.
All right.
I'll good try.
I'll have to decide if I'm going to leave that in the recording or not.
You should.
All right. And the stat is the only one left, special defense.
I was about to say, you better not give them special attack.
That would have been hilarious.
Don't you dare give them special attack psychic after speed electric. Are you kidding me?
An attack bug?
Mega... Oof. I'm drawing a blank. Psychic is... Dang.
So let me know what you're thinking.
That. Oh.
Oh, actually, I have another one I'm going to send you, Snag, because I have a question about this.
Sure. So Jushiro, you're just looking... Are you just wondering about that last one?
The one before that, it's just I mistyped.
Okay. So just to be clear, you're looking at that one? That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen of the bloopers. This is us trying to figure out if we can say things. Great radio.
Because it is going to be close.
I think the next roll. One wins, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
No pressure.
None at all.
I thought long and hard about my clue. I'm excited.
I've got one, but I don't trust Yashiro to get it from that, so I'm gonna find another one.
He'll probably get it from a combination of mine into yours.
Probably. It's a wicked item.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.